It's from 9:30 to 1:30 was the time they told me to keep him at school, like up to 1:30. Not even one single day he stayed up to 1:30.
So you're saying within 18 days he was sent home every single day?
Every single day. Without our teaching assistant. With our teaching assistant, he was going up to 3 o'clock to school, never came back home with any issues.
With the right support, what do you think would have happened in that school for Yogi?
He would have coped up really well, though he may be not accessing the same curriculum as his age group kids. He would have made so much improvement in his social exposure because he has so much of modeling from the normal neurotypical kids, talking to him, playing with him, asking, requesting, everything. He can get more exposure in mainstream, one thing. And second one is it's a bit more structured in mainstream. So he will be understanding like what is that they are expecting him to do as well.
Kashua son Yogi there, a mild form condition of autism, explaining the difficulties. Her son excluded for 5 days, can you believe? Let's have a look at what's happening in terms of the city news today. The FTSE starts trading at 65.91. It closed up 19 points yesterday. Banking giant Barclays revealing a 10% hike in its bonus pool. It's 2.4 billion for 2013, despite posting a 32% drop in underlying annual profits. And the group say its investment banking staff would share £1.6 billion in bonuses, up 13% on 2012, giving an average payout of £60,100 per employee in the division. You're with LBC News 11:52. Good morning, Jim Diamond with you live from Leicester Square, Tuesday, the 11th of February. And our coverage continues after this.
London's news, travel and weather station. This is LBC News 11:52.
And the news at 8 live next.
Auto Glass Repair. Auto Glass Replace.
Gavin, technician for Auto Glass.
It's just a little chip. What harm's a bit of cold weather going to do? That's what my last customer at Auto Glass thought when he got a chip on his windscreen. But moisture got inside, it froze overnight and crack. The next morning he phoned us for a new windscreen and that cost him his pricey excess. You see, all chips eventually crack. But if he'd called Autoglass when he first saw the chip, I could have repaired it instead, saving him hassle and expense. Most insurers recommend Autoglass, so call us direct and we'll take it from there, including all the paperwork. Our customers think our service is second to none. In over 14,000 reviews, they gave us an average rating of 4.5 out of 5 stars. Plus, usually, if you fully comp, our repairs are free for you and won't affect your no claims. Don't let it crack when Autoglass is just one call away.
Call Autoglass now on 0800 234 234 or visit autoglass.co.uk.
Autoglass Repair. Autoglass Replace.
Online, on your mobile and on digital radio, London's news, travel and weather station. This is LBC News.
At 8 o'clock on Tuesday, the 11th of February, this is LBC News 11:52. Jim Diamond with you live from Leicester Square. Our top story, hundreds more homes along the River Thames are at risk of flooding as further severe weather is forecast. The Environment Agency says it's dealing with the wettest winter for 250 years. 14 severe flood warnings are still in place across the southeast. An 11-month-old baby has died after being mauled by a dog in Blackburn. Police say the girl was attacked last night and died later in hospital. Two people have been arrested. Last-minute talks to try and stop that second 48-hour strike on the tube will be held today. Boris Johnson's told us he doesn't think there's much hope that will be the case, and we'll hear from him a little bit later on. Elsewhere today, smoking in cars when children are inside almost certain to be banned by MPs voting overwhelmingly to approve the plan. They said yesterday the idea by 376 votes to 107 last night, a majority of 269. Travel on the ones.
The northbound approach to the Blackwall Tunnel is partially blocked at the Sun in the Sands roundabout with queues all the way back on the A2 to the M25 junction 2 for the Darrant interchange. LBC News 11:52, your next update in 10 minutes.
Looking at London's weather, heavy rain this morning that will clear eastwards, then we'll have a mixture of sunny spells and those showers. The high 7 degrees, right now 6 degrees at the Shard. LBC News time, 8:01.
I wish Worcester made outboard motors.
I wish Worcester made CD players.
We regret this unit is being taken out of service.
I wish Worcester made trains.
Worcester actually make boilers, but they're so well built and so reliable, you'll wish we made everything.
You have reached your destination.
London's news, travel and weather station. This is LBC News 1152.
LBC News time, 8.02 right now. In a moment, we'll get the latest on the flooding situation that's getting worse, not better. And unfortunately, it looks like, in terms of the forecasts we have, more rain is on the way in the coming days, and we simply cannot afford to have that. The Environment Agency confirming we've had the wettest winter in 250 years. More on that, as I say, coming up. First, last-minute talks to try and stop a second 48-hour strike on the Tube. Get underway this morning. As it stands at the moment, the RMT and the TSSA union members will walk out at 9 p.m. in a row of ticket office closures and job losses. You know what it means. You know the drill from last week. And we're being warned to expect more of the same. Here's London Mayor Boris Johnson.
I mean, if you're going to ask me, is there any chance of this thing being averted tonight? Well, of course, I wish it were the case. I have to say, as I look at things today and listening to some of the feedback from yesterday, it doesn't really look very likely. I have to tell travellers, commuters, people, passengers coming into London today, be prepared for disruption tonight, tomorrow, I'm afraid, and probably Thursday as well. And I do apologise for this. I repeat that this is something that I think we've just got to get through. The difficulty really is that ticket offices are no longer useful in the old-fashioned way, and we want to revolutionise the way our concourses work. We want to have many more customer information centres. We want to be getting the staff out onto the concourses, and clearly that does mean a reshuffle of the way things work. And there's no doubt that this great big protest now being organised by the RMT and to a lesser extent by the TSSA. But I think in the end, and I'm sure most people, most impartial observers looking at this, will recognise that technology simply cannot be stopped. And in the end, we've got to exploit the opportunity to modernise the Tube and to get a better experience for our passengers, for our customers, above all for our staff, because in the end there's no point in having people imprisoned behind plate glass when they can get out there and help disabled, help the elderly, help tourists on the concourses.
Well, London Mayor Boris Johnson not sounding too optimistic that strike will be called off anytime soon. LBC News time, 8.04. Well, the levels on the River Thames are expected to keep on rising. The Environment Agency telling us we've had the worst winter in 250 years. In a moment, we'll be getting your reaction.
We're prepared for it. We've got bags packed, ready to go if need be.
We'll leave if it gets any higher and it starts to come through the door. Four children and they'll all have to go.
We've got clothes here to go to a hotel tonight.
Jim Diamond with you live from Leicester Square, LBC News time, 8.05.
This week, free with The Telegraph. The English Library Collection. A hand-picked series of the best in classic fiction. From Arthur Conan Doyle to Jane Austen. There are 5 iconic novels to collect from this brilliant new series. Rediscover the great fiction classics with the English Library Collection. Free with The Telegraph this week. Voucher exchange at retailers nationwide, subject to availability. See the newspaper for full details.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Hybu, where these experts are joined by plenty more. From web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Hybu can do it all for you. Or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to hybu.co.uk. That's hibu.co.uk. Or call 0800 777 433. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Hybu. Made for business.
London's news, travel and weather station. This is LBC News 1152.
LBC News time, 8.06. Hundreds more people being evacuated from their homes as officials warn the floodwater will rise again. In the coming days, there are still 16 of the most serious warnings in place, 2 on the Somerset levels. The rest along the River Thames in Berkshire and in Surrey. And we're heading live to Staines, where our senior reporter Tom Sawbrick is this morning with the very latest. What's the update you have for us, Tom?
Yeah, morning to you, Jim. I'm in Staines under Thames this morning, where the river has burst its banks in various places, combined with waters coming up from the sewers and the rain, which is now falling here. It means that residential areas like the one I'm in underwater, varying from shin level deep to over your waist. There are some areas here completely impassable to all but those in the most in the right kit, basically. I've been speaking to residents along here, many of whom have already been evacuated overnight by police. All of them have sandbags out in front of the doors. Some people, though, have decided to stay. You live in one of the houses down here, and we
in this place.
And we are currently sploshing through what was your street, which is now your personal river, it seems.
No, it's and personal sewer.
Well, yes, and that seems to be one of the problems, doesn't it? It does seem to be coming up from the drains.
It does, I think, up further, and just up there's the river. It's coming through here. You can see it's much higher, and it's just filtering down to the lowest point.
We've got water rising in the front garden for the first time. We sit back from the road, so I'm not looking forward to the rain that's expected, because that will wash straight in. So we've got a few inches to spare at the moment, but that's all.
Oh, I see. So you are actually leaving the house tonight?
Yeah, we forecast the rain today, so if it gets worse, yes.
And at what point do you make that decision, then?
We'll see this afternoon. Last time it was half the depth of this a couple of months ago, so now we're into a couple of feet.
And, of course, Tom, we've heard lots of people questioning about how the authorities have reacted to the flooding. What is the scene like there? Do you see lots of people in high-vis jackets or anyone in military uniform?
Absolutely not. No, they're conspicuous by their absence, in fact. The local residents here say that the army was here yesterday helping to put out sandbags and things like that. The police have been going door to door in the town overnight, warning people about the impending floods that are heading to them. For this area, I'm afraid lots of the houses condemned already, and those people have been evacuated. So far, we haven't seen a single person in a high-vis jacket or anyone particularly in authority, although there has been a brief and quick sandbag delivery here this morning.
Our senior reporter Tom Sawbrick knee-deep in that water and stains. You can hear him splashing about. We'll have more, of course, throughout the day here on RBC News 11:52. 8:08, let's check out the front pages of the national newspapers together now. And the Telegraph pictures those homes underwater, this time in Shepperton in Surrey. Reports on comments by the Boston Environment Agency who suggested people who buy homes on floodplains need to think about the risk of living there. Comments by David Cameron, lead in The Guardian. He's ordered cabinet ministers to put an end to sniping about the Environment Agency and instead concentrate on the floods, while the Daily Mail's launched a petition calling on ministers to divert aid cash destined for foreign countries to flood victims here. Waterworld is a Times take about the situation along the River Thames, and Express says thousands are facing the threat of their homes flooding. In contrast, it's got a picture of some swans swimming along against the backdrop of Windsor Castle. The Mirror reports on claims Rudy Guaida, who was jailed for killing British student Meredith Kircher, is to be freed on day release so he can study for a university degree. The Sun says a soldier who carried Margaret Thatcher's coffin downed a beer with goldfish in it for a stunt. The Star claims Celebrity Big Brother stars Lee Ryan and Jasmine Waltz are planning to have a baby. The Star always on the nation's pulse, I'm sure you'll agree. Coming up next, we'll update you with the travel. LBC News time 8:10.
Greetings to you too, Rex. I am Brian of Confused.com.
What's Bruce?
Oh, your master's out? Well, tell him he could save over £263 on his home insurance through Confused.com. What do you mean he's going to need it? You've done what? Oh, not on the Persian rug, Rex. Confused.com.
10% of customers saved at least £268 against their previous renewal price October-December 2013.
London's news, travel and weather station. This is LBC News 11:52.
Jim Diamond to you live from Leicester Square on a Tuesday morning, the 11th of February. Katie Summerhayes carries Britain's best hopes of a medal at the Winter Olympics today in Sochi. We'll have, of course, the very latest on that. But before that, travel on the ones with Paula Brett.
Thank you very much. The A2 westbound, severe delays here after the accident just after the Sun in the Stands roundabout. We're seeing queues from the M25 junction 2 for the Darrenth interchange to the Kidbrook interchange. Now, that's not helped by a broken down lorry that's blocking off the inside lane at Westthorne Avenue. The A20 southbound is partially blocked as well by an accident on the M25 junction 3 for the Swanley interchange. Very slow through there. The A1M southbound, a lane blocked here as well by another accident at junction 5 for Welling Garden City, causing queues back from that. We're also hearing that Amherst Road has a lane closed northbound because of a broken down bus at Dalston Lane, causing queues to Morning Lane. And Streatham Common North eastbound is closed as well. There's been an accident at the A23 Streatham High Road. Over in Surrey, the A308 Windsor Road, Chertsey Lane and Chertsey Bridge Road all remain closed in both directions because of the flooding, as does the A22 Godston Road, also in both directions. And and South West train services are suspended between Staines and Windsor and Eaton Riverside. LBC News 11:52. Your next update's in 10 minutes.
8:12. Let's get all the latest sport this Tuesday morning, and with your update, we're heading over to Richard Newman now.
The chance of adding to Jenny Jones' bronze medal at the Winter Olympics today, it could come in the slopestyle again, but this time with skis. Katie Summerhayes goes in the event, having won a World Cup medal last month. And after claiming victory in cross-country skiing's Norwegian Championships, Andrew Musgrave is among Team GB's lineup in the men's sprint. Snowboarders Ben Kilner and Dom Harrington compete in the halfpipe competition. The men's and women's curling teams are back in action against Germany and the USA respectively. Figure skating pair Stacey Kemp and David King start their individual campaign. Chelsea have a chance to extend their lead at the top of the Premier League to 4 points tonight. They're away to struggling West Brom. Manager Jose Mourinho says with so many teams battling against relegation, there will be plenty of surprise results.
Everybody has an influence in the race. Every team is fighting for points. Every team is taking points from the big teams. In this moment is the moment where the people that is in the lowest part of the table, they feel the hit and they feel that they need to win matches.
The rest of the top four aren't in action until tomorrow. Second from bottom, Cardiff host Aston Villa, while West Ham take on Norwich. Elsewhere, in-form Southampton go to Hull. Derby have moved to within a point of the Championship's top two. They beat fellow promotion contenders QPR 1-0 last night. And 1 week after his England cricket career came to an abrupt end, Kevin Peterson has started looking to the future. The batsman has signed a new contract to play for Surrey in the T20 Blast competition this summer. Peterson hinted on Twitter that he could appear in the County Championship too.
More sport in half an hour here on LBC News 11:52. We've got a headline update coming our way very soon indeed. You know, we're talking about the weather here a lot and the flooding affecting the UK. Over in America, we're hearing US Airlines saying they're cancelling 808 flights today ahead of the predicted southeast storms over there. The weather, of course, focusing on most of our attentions. The headlines on the way next.
Get ready for another title-defining Barclays Premier League fixture on BT Sport. Join us at the Emirates from 7 p.m. this Wednesday night as Arsenal take on the champions Manchester United. This is Arsenal's chance to show the competition they mean business. But do the Gunners have enough firepower? And can David Moyes keep Manchester United united? Find out exclusively live on BT Sport. £12 a month on the Sky digital satellite platform, or free with BT Broadband.
UK residential customers only. Online requires 400 kilobits per second. BT Broadband for new customers from £10 a month plus £15.99 line rental. 12-month contract and terms apply. Sky platform requires 12-month contract, and if you don't have BT Broadband, a £15 activation fee.
Vitabiotics helped pioneer the concept of different vitamins for men and women, creating Well Man for me
and Well Woman for me, with iron for energy release and vitamin D for my immune system.
Well Man and Well Woman from Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company.
Available from Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
Online, on your mobile, and on digital radio, London's news, travel and weather station. This is LBC News 11:52.
Good morning, it's Tuesday, the 11th of February. Jim Diamond to you live from Leicester Square at 8:15. Here's what's happening. The Environment Agency says they're now battling the wettest winter for 250 years. Severe flood warnings remain in place along a stretch of the River Thames and on the Somerset levels next. An 11-month-old baby girl's died after being mauled by a dog in Blackburn last night. Lancashire police say two people in their 20s have been arrested. No end in sight of resolving those talks to avert another 48-hour tube strike. It's set to happen 9 p.m. from tonight. We'll hear from London Mayor in a few moments here on LBC News 11:52. It's a wet and windy start. Let's get a full forecast for you this Tuesday morning in the Weather Centre. Naz Kaffir.
A band of rain and strong winds across western parts of the UK will spread eastwards this morning, with some heavy downpours and falling as snow across northern England and Scotland. The rain should clear early this afternoon, so becoming drier and brighter after that, but there will be plenty of blustery showers from the west, turning wintry in the north. Tonight will remain breezy with further showers. More persistent showery rain will spread eastwards across England and Wales, and it will be a chilly night for most areas. Tomorrow, further wet and windy weather will spread in from the southwest and move northwards, With flooding already an issue, the heavy rain will exacerbate the problems. Widespread gales are also expected, with gusts up to 75 miles per hour for southern and western areas.
This week, free with The Telegraph. The English Library Collection. A hand-picked series of the best in classic fiction. From Arthur Conan Doyle to Jane Austen. There are five iconic novels to collect from this brilliant new series. Rediscover the great fiction classics with the English Library Collection. Free with The Telegraph this week. Voucher exchange at retailers nationwide, subject to availability. See the newspaper for full details. London's news, travel and weather station. This is LBC News 1152.
So flooding dominating, of course, our headlines this morning once again. River levels in the Thames expected to rise for several days as hundreds more homes on its banks face the prospect of flooding. There are 14 severe flood warnings still in force for the south-east along the River Thames in Berkshire and Surrey. Two more in the Somerset levels. Pete Fox from the Environment Agency says up to 900 properties have been flooded since the end of last week, and it could get worse.
We are still looking and focusing our attention on the Thames. We urge people to look very carefully at the Environment Agency website and make sure they're signed up for free flood warnings, where we might expect to see some hundreds of properties flooded over the course of the next 2 or 3 days.
And we can hear from one flood victim in from Staines this morning, Claire.
Well, we'll leave if it gets any higher and it kind of starts to come through the door, so...
And you'll have to evacuate the whole family. Yeah. You've got four children, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, four children, and they'll all have to go.
And the youngest is with you now, Elliot?
Yeah.
And how old is Elliot?
6 months.
Have you packed your things ready to go?
A few bits have been put in bags, but as I say, it's hard to put it all in when you've got little ones.
Well, Sarah Davis from the Met Office isn't expecting the wet weather to ease off any time soon.
What is likely to happen next week is that the weather will become more normal, if you like. So there will still be spells of rain, but there's likely to be more in the way of drier weather in between those spells of rain, so more typical winter weather.
And of course, for many, the clean-up operation not even in their mind sight at the moment, but the total bill for the flood damage estimated, this is between December and January, at £630 million. £500 million of that figure is covered by insurance. £130 million is not. John Williams from Auditors PwC says the insurance industry is well prepared to absorb big costs.
It plans for much more serious scenarios, one of which is a severe flooding in the Thames, where up to £6 billion of damage could be absorbed. But also, as the damage begins to escalate through a changing climate, they will not be able to cover everything.
We'll have full coverage right here and online at lbc.co.uk. LBC News Time, 8:20.
This is LBC News 1152.
There are 14 now severe flood warnings in force from the Environment Agency across the southeast that means severe flooding. And in fact, the danger to life. Datchet is pretty much underwater right now. Reporter Tom Strawberry, you heard from him. Top of the hour, he's already tweeting live from the scene.
Wading through the water here, it's getting worse, I have to say. The water cascading down from both the Thames, just the other side of the road, and also from the golf course.
I saw the previous floods in 2003, which didn't reach the middle of the village here, but I think this is getting worse.
All right, live in Datchet, our senior reporter Tom Strawberry, thank you. Getting you, of course, the very latest reaction to these floods as they happen.
London's news, travel and weather station. This is LBC News 1152.
Yeah, we're live from Leicester Square right now, and of course, we'll update you on the tube strike that will be likely to happen tonight, 9 o'clock. For 48 hours, it will start to wind down things from around about 5 or 6 this afternoon. The full impact on Wednesday into Thursday as well. And of course, we went through it last week. It's likely to happen again. The mayor saying it does not seem possible to get a deal between, of course, the London Underground managers and the RMT and the TSSA union. We'll look at that in more detail in a few moments. Couple of the ones, here's Paula Brett.
Thank you very much. Now, as you know, there was a major accident earlier on just after the Sun in the Stands roundabout. Although all those lanes are back open, it's left big queues on the A2 westbound from junction 2 of the M25 at the Darrenth interchange to the Kidbrook interchange. That's not helped by a broken down lorry. It's blocked off the inside lane at Westthorne Avenue. The A20 southbound, very slow moving queues here, is partially blocked by an accident just by the M25 junction 3 for the Swanley interchange. If you're heading onto the A1M southbound, there's a lane blocked by another accident at Junction 5 for Welwyn Garden City as well. Amherst Road northbound in Hackney, there's a broken down bus blocking a lane at Dalston Lane with queues now to Mare Street. Having a look at Streatham Common north eastbound, that remains closed because of the major accident at Streatham High Road. The A22 Godston Road is closed in both directions. Of course, it's flooded between the Downs Court Road for Purley and Waldingham Road for Whiteleaf. The A308 Windsor Road, A320 Chertsey Lane and Chertsey Bridge Road all remain closed because of the flooding as well. And also Southwest train services are unable to run at the moment between Staines and Windsor and Eton Riverside. There are replacement buses there for you. They may not be able to stop everywhere on that route because of, once again, the flooding. LBC News 11:52. Your next update's in 10 minutes.
LBC News Time, 8:22, last-minute talks to try and avert a second 48-hour strike by London Underground staff will be held this morning, but the mayor's not hopeful that they'll get any resolution.
I do apologise for this. I repeat that this is something that I think we've just got to get through.
Hear from him in just a few moments. Also coming up, MPs vote in favour of banning people in England from smoking in cars when there are children inside. The British Medical Association calls it an important step.
On the phone, you can book a romantic restaurant, whisk yourselves away for a weekend in Paris, and get all these numbers and more from 118 434.
118 434. Whatever you're looking for. Calls cost 55 pence plus 99 pence per minute from a BT landline. Other networks vary and mobiles cost considerably more.
Dear hard work, you drag us out of bed every morning and keep us awake at night. The aches and pains remind us just how real you are. You push us to the limits. Every day you pose new challenges. But we rise to all of them. We are Vito, Sprinter and Citan from Mercedes-Benz Vans. From only £199 per month. Offer ends 31st of March. Search for Citan, £199. Business users only, based on a Citan 109 long, 36-month agility agreement, plus deposit, optional purchase payment, and fees. Conditions apply. Credit by Mercedes-Benz Finance UK.
London's news, travel, and weather station. This is LBC News 11:52.
LBC News Time 8:24. Do stay with us, by the way, when that 48-hour tube strike does begin. Tonight, from 9 o'clock officially it starts, but they'll start to wind down before then. Many tube lines, of course, and stations will start to close. The buses are bound to be extra busy. We went through this last week, and we will endure it once again, it does appear, because as it stands, the talks are not going anywhere, or particularly well, between the RMT and the TSSA union members, and they're angry over the row, of course, of ticket office closures, coupled with the job losses. This is what Boris Johnson, London Mayor, has been telling LBC News 11:52 this morning.
And if you're going to ask me, is there any chance of this thing being averted tonight? Well, of course, I wish it were the case. I have to say, as I look at things today and listening to some of the feedback from yesterday, it doesn't really look very likely. I have to tell travellers, commuters, people, passengers coming into London today, be prepared for disruption tonight, tomorrow, I'm afraid, and probably Thursday as well. And I do apologise for this. I repeat that this is something that I think we've just got to get through. The difficulty really is that ticket offices are no longer useful in the old-fashioned way, and we want to revolutionise the way our concourses work. We want to have many more customer information centres. We want to be getting the staff out onto the concourses, and clearly that does mean a reshuffle of the way things work, and there's no doubt that this great big protests now being organised by the RMT and to a lesser extent by the TSSA. But I think in the end, and I'm sure most people, most impartial observers looking at this, will recognise that technology simply cannot be stopped. And in the end, we've got to exploit the opportunity to modernise the tube and to get a better experience for our passengers, for our customers, and above all for our staff, because in the end there's no point in having people imprisoned behind plate glass when they can get out there and help disabled, help the elderly, help tourists on the concourses.
Well, of course, the walkout taking place 48 hours from 9 tonight. A 48-hour stoppage last week caused travel chaos in the capital. The Federation of Small Businesses, they tell us they reckon last week's action cost small firms in London £600 million in lost working hours, business and productivity. We'll have travel on the ones to keep you moving around town. Moving on, and smoking. Well, smoking when you're in the car with your kids, that is set to be outlawed pretty soon. Campaigners welcoming a vote by MPs to ban it happening. Overwhelmingly, they approved to give the Health Secretary the power to outlaw it last night. Now, the final decision to implement it does rest with Jeremy Hunt. Our political reporter in Westminster, Sophie Ridge, explains.
Well, the vote was actually overwhelmingly in favour of the ban. The vote was 376 votes in favour to 107 against, so pretty overwhelming. But interestingly, even though the majority was clear, that didn't necessarily mean the government had to actually ban smoking cars when there was a child present, because merely it gave the Secretary of State powers to enforce a ban and to legislate if he wanted to. But this morning, I've been told by sources in Number 10 that ban is going to happen. One source told me that Parliament has spoken, and so although it may take some time to work out the practicalities, the ban will happen. The government is going to legislate. And it's quite interesting, actually, though, looking at some of the details of the vote, because even though the vote does seem to be quite overwhelming, it is a bit more complicated than that, because certainly there were many people on the Conservative and Liberal Democrat side, including Nick Clegg for one, who thought that this ban was actually the wrong thing to do, and their concerns were really because they thought that the government shouldn't really be interfering in what people do in their own private spaces.
828 Sophie Ridge there in Westminster. Let's check out the FTSE 100 right away in your business. And a short time ago, trading up 33 points at 66.24. Well, Barclays, they are in the headlines today in the world of finance, of course. It's because they revealed their profits. Well, we already kind of knew what they were yesterday because there was a leak in the Financial Times which kind of jumped them to it. But the actual finer detail we have now, Barclays say its total bonus pool for 2013 rose to £2.38 billion from £2.17 billion in 2012, including a £1.57 billion payout for its investment banking arm. Let's get some more business headlines for you with Kelly.
Banks are to be forced to report publicly each year how they're performing against new rules on behaviour and competence. The plans have been announced by a new independent organisation which will oversee the industry. There are more signs the UK economy will expand more quickly than previously thought this year. Business Group, the CBI, has increased its forecast from 2.4 to 2.6%, saying we're now seeing the right kind of growth. And figures show Britain's retail sector had its strongest sales growth since March 2010. The British Retail Consortium says total sales in January rose 5.4% on a year ago.
This week, free with The Telegraph. The English Library Collection. A hand-picked series of the best in classic fiction. From Arthur Conan Doyle to Jane Austen. There are five iconic novels to collect from this brilliant new series. Rediscover the great fiction classics with the English Library Collection. Free with The Telegraph this week. Voucher exchange at retailers nationwide, subject to availability. See the newspaper for full details.
Here's a tip from IKEA. Shower with a bucket. If you put a bucket in your shower while it warms up, you can use the cold water it collects to wash your plants. Unlike humans, they don't seem to mind cold showers, or at least they don't complain about them, you see. It's a small thing that could make a big difference. That's the wonderful everyday from IKEA. For more tips, visit us online.
Online, on your mobile, and on digital radio, London's news, travel and weather station. This is LBC News 1152.
It's 8:30, good morning. With a further heavy rain forecast from the Environment Agency, they say this winter's on track to be the wettest in 250 years. Severe flood warnings still in place along the River Thames and on the Somerset Levels. Two people arrested on suspicion of child neglect after a baby was mauled to death in Blackburn. The 11-month-old girl died in hospital after being attacked by a dog last night. We're hearing as well there's been an arrest over a murder of a teenager in Stockwell. A 16-year-old is being questioned about the murder of Babthemi Junaid. He was stabbed to death on Friday evening in the Stockwell area. Mayor of London Boris Johnson tells LBC News he thinks it's likely tonight's tube strike will go ahead, as despite last-minute talks being held this morning. Travel on the ones.
Long queues on the A2 westbound this morning from the M25 Junction 2 for the Darenth Interchange to the Kidbrook Interchange, not helped by a broken-down lorry on Westbourne Avenue. LBC News 11:52, your next updates in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Paula. In London for your weather, heavy rain moving eastward, sunny spells and scattered showers. for the rest of the day. The high is 7 and 6 degrees right now in Hyde Park. LBC News Time, 8:31.
Each year, one in four of us will experience mental health problems. And sometimes it's the little things that make a big difference.
Even though I was quite ill, I still was able to appreciate it all. A friend doesn't have to understand everything. I just get a card and it'll be fine.